This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado legislative leaders are encouraging the state's redistricting commission to move ahead using estimated census data, since official numbers won't be available until the fall. The commission met for the first time Monday and discussed what the delay could mean for their work. Commissioner Danny Moore noted that a lot of people moved during the pandemic.
Just a change in the demographics from Denver County to Arapahoe County during the pandemic has been substantial.
A lawyer for the commission said there would likely be lawsuits if the commission used estimated data. Last April, Jesse Pocock of Inside Out Youth Services in Colorado Springs was figuring out how to provide services to LGBTQ youth online. KRCC's Elena Rivera caught up with Pocock to see how it's going.
Jesse Pocock says reflecting back on almost a year of virtual services has shown her the resiliency of her staff.
It really has been such a learning experience and also such a hard experience not being able to be in community together in person.
Expanded online services have allowed the organization to reach youth in rural areas that might not have made it to their facility. Pocock says a big focus of their programming has been helping young folks navigate the mental health challenges of the pandemic. She says the organization is planning a reopening in late April with a hybrid model of services both in person and online. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado Springs has highs today near 40. In Denver, it'll be in the 30s, and temperatures getting warmer later in the week. This is CPR News.